Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Turns out they were twisters after all. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York and Cruz with the National Weather Service. We're out in Parker County today and now say two tornadoes touched down there. They're both EF1s. Poolville is among one of the hardest hit areas. Half the roof of Priscilla Mendez's house was ripped off and the rains caused considerable damage inside.
There was a picture frames that like my grandparents that passed away, loved ones that passed away that are all destroyed and wet. Hopefully I could keep them and cherish them when they dry. I don't know. We'll see.
Mendez says her house is unlivable and she and her family will be staying with other family in Fort Worth. We say it every time it rains, drive for the weather. Matt Zavatsky with MedStar says the numbers speak for themselves.
We have seen over the last several Thursdays, because Thursday seems to be our bad weather day here recently, that we generally have a 20 to 30% increase in our car crash volume during that weather. We typically see those crashes occur on the highways because of the additional speeds.
The good news, North Texans appear to be learning. Zavatsky says people seem to be driving slower than they did the past couple of weeks when severe weather blew through, and fewer crashes have now been reported. In other news, an arrest of a man in a 1997 capital murder case that happened in Deep Ellum is raising a lot of legal questions because the defendant was a juvenile at the time.
We don't know the name of the man or his age. We know he was a teenager in 1997, and that was 26 years ago. So he's clearly an adult now. But under Texas law, the case is currently being handled as a juvenile matter because it was the situation when the murder happened. Juvenile court attorney David Kleckner, who was not part of this case, says if prosecutors want any sort of justice, they need to convince a judge to move the case back to adult court.
Prosecution can proceed as if he is an adult. Of course, the defense will bring up that, hey, he was 14 at the time that this happened. A young person's mind has not sufficiently developed yet.
Kleckner says if the case is not transferred to adult court, it's over. Because when a person turns 18 in Texas, their sentence is considered served. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here we go again. The Dallas County Sheriff's Office has several thousand surplus computers previously owned by Dallas County were sold at auction, and many contained personal information. Some of the computers were used by the Sheriff's Department and contained criminal justice information. What's more, as they say, they're not the only county department affected by this, and they too lack proper encryption to protect criminal justice information. The Sheriff's Office says they're taking steps to correct encryption issues and have implemented steps to mitigate the situation. Donald Trump kicks off his 2024 presidential campaign in Waco. He'll be there tomorrow. KRLD's Alan Skye talked with Republican organizers about the significance.
Republican leaders say 10,000 people could attend the rally at Waco Regional Airport. Parking lots open 9 hours before he's scheduled to speak. Kerry Hobbs helps raise money for local Republican candidates in Waco.
I think the people here are like a lot of other Texans, you know, just kind of, let's say, worried about what's happening in our country, how our freedoms and rights are just eroded.
He says Waco's drawn negative attention because of the Branch Davidian cult 30 years ago and a shootout at a restaurant in 2015 that killed 9 people. But Hobbs says Donald Trump may be able to capitalize on a more positive reputation the city's getting on a national scale.
But things have really changed in Waco in the last few years because the silos, Chip and Joanna Gaines, mean nothing but goodwill to Waco.
He says not all Republicans may support Donald Trump, but his rally can still draw attention and support for Republicans running down the ballot. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skye, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And tonight, two Texas teams will hit the hardwood to try to punch their ticket to the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Elite Eight. Texas will take on a tough Xavier team tonight at 8:45 in Kansas City. Head coach Rodney Terry says they've played a lot of close games throughout the year, and it served them well in this tournament.
Through all those experiences, you know, there's a calmness, there's a poise about this team to where they have a will to not lose. They'll find a way. And it's a very, very connected group. They help one another. They play for each other. And they've been incredibly unselfish all year long.
Now, before that game, the Houston Cougars are going to take on the Miami Hurricanes. If both Texas and Houston wins, they'll play each other for the right to go to the Final Four. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.